I was residing or was staying within this lake for a long time. So, with his family, his wives, there belongs to like Nagalokas. Those are staying in Nagalokas. They know Siddhis. They can change their forms. Sometimes they can assuming human forms. And they have also Siddhis. They know Siddhis. Ashta Siddhis. You understand Siddhis means perfections. Mystic perfections they have. Those are staying in Nagaloka. So Kaliya, because he was staying with his family members, big group, he was staying within this lake. And Brajavasis, they are always facing problems. One Jojan, how can you say? One Jojan, how many miles? There, nine miles. 9 miles. Even you cannot find a green grass. Such poisonous effect. Always. And cows, they have no chance to drink water. Gopis, they are not coming here. Everyone wants Kali is there. So Krishna, they want to kick out Kaliya. Because Kaliya is staying here in Vrindavan and creating disturbances, creating problem for Brajavasis, problem for cows. When Sukadeva Goswami mentioned this thing, Parikrit Maharaj immediately asking this question. How Kaliya came to Vrindavan? Especially Vrindavan. Vrindavan is place in Krishna's place. Why Kaliya came here? Sri Rajovacha Kathamanta Jale Agadhena Grunath Bhagavan Niham Nahim Sabibahu Jugamba Samjadasid Vitrakathyatam. King Parikrit inquired, Your old learned says, please explain. How the Supreme Personality of Godhead chastised the serpent Kaliya with the unfathomable waters of the Jamuna, and how it was that Kaliya had been living there for so many years. Two questions actually. Looks like one question, actually this is two questions. How Krishna chastised Kaliya? And why he was living here for so long? Bahu Jugambasam. Many yugas he was taking. Why Parikrit Maharaj asking? Looks like a small question. Actually, it is not a small question. Parikrit Maharaj is hearing very rapid attention. You want to know some secret is there. Otherwise, in Krishna's dham, why such a furious snake is living? There must be some Leela behind you. Krishna's abode means place of enjoyment, place of blissfulness, Krishna's place. Such a poisonous snake, and nature is very furious nature. So why is he living here? How he came here? And how Krishna chastised it? Please explain.
Brahman Bhagavatastasya Bhavna Suchandavartinam Gopaladacharitam Gopaludaracharitam Kastrupte Amruta Jusam.
Parikrit Maharaj shortly will describe all these things. Actually, Parikrit Maharaj developing such a hankering only for hearing Krishna Katha. Only developing his hankering. How to hear Krishna Katha more and more and more and more. Why he just developing his hankering for Krishna Katha? Actually, you can fix your intelligence. It is called abhis. I don't know the English term. Abhis means you can say like your mind, your senses, your intelligence become one in one line. You understand? You can focus when you are hearing. When you are chanting, you see your mind going here and there. When you perform other services, but hearing is more effective. If you hear properly from bona fide source and from actually saintly persons, immediately The abhisgam. Abhisgam means sense, mind, intelligence, everything becomes spiritualized. And you can realize your constitutional position. And immediately you will develop, I want to make some relationship with Krishna. I want to make some relationship with Krishna. What is our constitutional position? We want to establish our relationship with Krishna. And this hankering comes only by here. And why here? In another commentary, Vishwanatha Chakravarti mentioning, why hearing is necessary always? By hearing, many points are there. Many points. Another thing, sometimes we are thinking, I have no fault. Okay, if I have no fault, why I am not advancing in Krishna consciousness? Why I had test is not coming? Sometimes it is difficult to recognize what is my fault. Understand? We are chanting. We are performing seva. We are continuing our devotional practice. But still we don't know why we are not progressing. Why test is not coming? These subtle anarthas, very difficult to realize where is the subtle anarthas. But when you hear these things, immediately, Supursod is there, Bhagavatam, the embodiment of Krishna. So only by hearing, Supursod will, if you hear with rapid attention, with simple heart, Supursod will give you the indication, this is your fault. This is called, in Sanskrit, Antakarana dosa nipritya Antakarana dosa nipritya artham. In Antakarana, in our heart, subtle anarthas are there. Very difficult to recognize all these things. Very difficult to recognize. Only by hearing, because we are not hearing from a parsa. You understand? We are not hearing from a parsa. We are hearing from acharyas. And we are hearing from parampara systems. We are hearing from Bhagavatam. Just like when clean water coming through the pipe, through one pipe is there, you understand? One pipe is there, supply. Water is supplied through pipe. Water is clean, so you can drink nicely. Only pipe's duty, pipe is just supplying water. Pipe is supplying water, is not producing, is supply. Shatus. He is just like pipe. And he, just like pipe is connected to the reservoir, sadhu is connected to the parampara systems. And his heart, his mind, his senses, everything is pure. Therefore, pure knowledge is coming. Bhagavad descending. Tattva-jnana descended. You can, by studying Bhagavatam, by practicing all these things, you can achieve knowledge. But not Tattva-jnana. Tattva-jnana descend. Tattva-jnana means all the secrets. What are the secrets? It descend. This knowledge appeared through parampara system. If you are clean, you are dedicated, your heart is clean, you are surrender, you have no other desire, you want to please Guru and Krishna, then Tattva-jnana descend. So, why Parikita Bhajo always requesting? O Brahman, the unlimited Supreme Personality of Godhead, freely act according to his own desire, who could be satiated when hearing the nectar of magnanimous pastimes he performed as a coward boy in Vrindavan? Why is Sudha Goswami saying like that? Why is Parikita Maharaj saying like that? Actually, all these leelas, when he was hearing, it looks like nectar. By hearing, you can establish your eternal relationship with Guru and Krishna. Therefore, our process important is hearing. More we hear, Kavishya Karnarandrena Swanabhava Sararuva Tunoti Samalam Krishna Sarilasya Yatha Sarat. First kind of. It's like after happiness, after rainy season, which season comes? After rainy? Atom season came, the influence of atom air is so, how can you say, influence air. From such a nice quality, just by touching the water, because even on rainy season water became muddy. But this air has such an influence. When this air touches the water, the dust particles, the muddy waters, the mods, go down. Automatically. Not filter required, not some machine or not some chemicals is required to filter it. This is Bhagavad Gita, first canto. Pravishta karna randrena swana bhava sararam dunoti samalam krishna saridasya yathasara. Just giving the example. Like a tub of air, just by touching the water, water becomes purified. The dust particles, the muds, is good down. And pravishta karna randrena, the Bhagavad Gita is like that, just by here touching. Allow Krishna Katha, like Gurudev is saying, if it is simple, when you hear, just allow this Krishna Katha. The person is not saying, he is not saying. Who is saying? Sukadeva Goswami is saying. Sukadeva Goswami is saying. Bhagavatam is saying. Parambra Acharya is saying. Prabhupada is saying. So if you put on pitching path, Swana Bhava Sarva, Chakrapati, in Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, in that commentary, he says, Krishna Katha is so realistic. Just by hearing, when you allow Krishna Katha to your heart, bhava, bhava. Only by hearing you can achieve bhava state. He's saying like that. Everything. By hearing. Then Parikshit Maharaj knows this thing. Repeatedly, from every corner, Sukadeva wants to speak. He wants to speak for 7 days. Actually, he was continuing, he was preaching. But Parikshit Maharaj's intention was how to ask question. Why? He was fearing, maybe Sukadeva Goswami will stop Krishna Katha. Maybe. I cannot say 7 days you just speak of Krishna Katha. He is an independent person. When someone asking question, you have to give answer. He knows this trick. He knows the trick. Therefore, sometimes you can find in past canto question, he was hearing something in first canto, but asking question in second canto. Sometimes hearing topics from 9th canto, but asking question in 10th canto. He was hearing, he was releasing, but he had this mind. In his mind, he had this idea, okay, I hear in 3rd canto these things. So now I have to ask again a question. Because if you will ask question, Sukadeva Goswami is bound to give answer. So Krishna, by this way, Krishna Katha will come. I will hear. Knowingly he is asking. So why Kaliya, how Kaliya, Krishna chastised Kaliya, and why Kaliya was living for many years, how he was living in many years? How Kaliya came to Vrindavan? And although Krishna is independent, he's saying here in this verse, Udara Charitam. Krishna is independent, he's realized he's independent. When you are hearing about snake, anyone hearing about snake, even you see the picture of snakes, you know sometimes in India, in Orissa people are playing with plastic snakes, huh? If you throw plastic snakes, even you will run away from snakes. His form is beauteous, but this is Krishna. He wants to play with snake. And still is Krishna. Still he is just releasing. What sort of leela this is? Udara Charitam Gopala. And when he was playing with snake, with Kaliya, he was Gopala. He was covered by him. Not as Supreme Personality of God, it is a small boy. Just dancing. He is dancing on the hood of Krishna. Hey Kaliya, this is Krishna. But I want to release this called nectar, always saying, Amrutam. Gopala Udara Charitam Kasya Truptam Buddha Jusa. Is there anyone, like Prabhupada mentioning here, who would be satiated when hearing the nectar of magnanimous pastimes he performed as a coward by Vrindavan? Why always, yesterday we were discussing these things in Korea. Why all of you were saying nectar, kathamruta, Bhagavad kathamruta, katha Krishna katha is nectar, namamruta, holy name is as nectar, मनुष्य जन्म पाया राधा कृष्ण नाथ जिया जानिया सुनिया भी सब कर knowingly we are eating, we are drinking poison. Knowingly we are drinking poison. Why? We are not chanting Radha Krishna. We are not chanting, we are not lamenting. Who is lamenting for us? You see, Acharya is lamenting for us. You are not chanting, you are thinking, I have no problem. But you are, when you are not chanting, when you are not performing Radha Krishna's bhajan, you are drinking poison. You are drinking poison. Especially in human form of life. Manushya janama paya radha krishna naam hoche. Janiya sunya. Knowingly, no one can drink poison. Knowingly, anyone? No, very dangerous. No one can. Who dare? Knowingly, unknowingly you can drink. Knowingly. Knowingly. So when poisonous effect is there, first you have to remove it. But all these material thoughts, material ideas, material consciousness, what to do? Actually, Krishna created this varnasrama system for that purpose. Krishna knows most of the people, they are attached to material objects. They cannot drink all these nectars, Krishna katha, nama, katha amrita, nama amrita. They can't. They have no power. They are attached to material objects. Their varnasrama system is there. You want to marry, just go. But be sure, if you don't follow Acharya system, if you don't chant Hare Krishna, if you don't serve Radha Krishna, then same effect, poisonous effect. Who may be? Whoever he may be. He may be Brahmachari, he may be Krist, according to Varnasrama system. Whoever he may be. When you are forgetting Krishna, not serving Krishna, not chanting Krishna, it's poisonous effect. Therefore, when poisonous effect is there, first, you have to alleviate yourself. You understand? If poisonous effect will come, you die. Just alleviate. Live. You have to live. You have to keep your life. You want some strength. You want some strength. Actually, mental strength is not strength. When you develop anxiety, propensity, all these things, always thoughts, hankering, always thought for the future, material hankering increasing more and more. So many thoughts, so many nasty thoughts. Always day and night, what to do, what to do. Because his condition, he knows. So Parikit Maharaj knows very well, although he was devotee. From mother's womb, he already served Krishna. But just in between, in Akash, in young age, he was devoted, still he was ruling as a king. Now he realized. Still in material world, some poisonous effect is there. Now I am actually drinking the nectar. Many times you can see in Srimad Bhagavatam, he always saying, I am drinking nectar. When Parikita Maharaj is hearing Krishna Gatha, he was saying, I am drinking nectar. You are hearing, not drinking. When you want to drink, anyone can drink through ear. Sometimes someone can drink through nose. Yogi is there practicing or someone is practicing, then they are drinking through nose. But you cannot find some person who is drinking through ear. But Parikita is saying, I am drinking nectar through ear. Actually, the poisonous effect of material things just by hearing Krishna Katha, he was realizing, actually this is nectar. And by hearing all this influence of poisonous effect of material things, it is gone. You cannot kick out your material thoughts, material ideas, material consciousness by other process. You try. Already, it wants to attack you. You understand? It will attack you. You don't want, but it will come. And only by hearing. Only by hearing. When you hear, oh, just kick it out. You can get strength, you can kick it out. Nitya Bhagavata. Why saying Nitya Bhagavata Seva? You want every day, just your cloth is there, every day you should clean. If you clean every day, then it is easy for cleaning. Even no soap is required, you can wash it. But if you every day not clean, then soap is required and cloth becomes weak. Yes, because you are not cleaning properly. The dust particles is going inside. Sir, daily hearing, everyday hearing, it means daily you are cleaning. Daily you are cleaning. You are not allowing your consciousness to be polluted. Metal thoughts is coming, all immediately you are cleaning. And if you don't hear, then it's stuck. It's stuck. You know, sometimes your cloth, it becomes too muddy. You are not washing for a long time. And you are using some soap and if you tightly or very rigidly, strongly rub it, then yes, this will happen. When you continuously you don't hear, only you are alone, you are not perfect, so spiritual, especially hearing, then many thoughts will attack you. Many thoughts. Thoughts about material life, thoughts about spiritual life, and always feel hopeless, what to do, what not to do. Yes. Parikshit Maharaj even knows. Even he wants to forget death. He wants to forget. He was preparing. Let death should come. And in such a way, even I will merge in Krishna Katha. So I want to forget about death. You see, now everyone reminding death through this karuna. Now everyone reminding death. But Parikshit Maharaj, death was sure within 7 days, but he wanted to forget death. He said, death is sure. I am not worried about death. I want to hear about Krishna. I want to remember about Krishna. And he was realizing that point when he was hearing from Parikshit Maharaj, the Sukadeva Goswami. Therefore, repeatedly asking question. I want to march in Krishna Katha. Death, forget about death. Same influence. Now death is coming, we are thinking about death. Like some problem is coming about death. Oh, this virus is coming, this is coming, this is coming. We are thinking about death. When this problem is not there, when another material problem is there, same thought is coming. Oh, I have this problem, I have this problem, I have this problem. Material problem have same influence. You understand? Same power. Like someone is poor, he is struggling for money. He is suffering. His suffering is same. Someone is very lusty, he is just suffering in loss. Same influence. Suffering is same. It looks like different. Same suffering. Poisonous effect always. Always poisonous effect. So Parikshit Maharaj knows this trick. Actually, he was a realized person. When he was hearing, he realized, oh, this is life. I was a king, I had queen, I had a nice son, and my kingdom and my ministers, my citizens, everyone. You don't think they are bad. No, I am good citizens. Ministers, they like Parikshit Maharaj so much. Brahmins like. Son is very dear. Even therefore, son wants to perform another sacrifice to kill all the snakes. When Parikshit Maharaj left body, he developed such a said, no, I want to finish all these snacks. Because my father was bitten by snakes and gave up his body. Suppose he started a sacrifice, a fire sacrifice to kill all the snakes. All the snakes. Even the snake, the leader of the snakes, Vasuki, he was going to fall down. He was just going to attack Indra came. Many demigods came. Brahma came and they opposed. Janmaja, don't do like that. Why you want to kill the innocent snakes? That means he is so attached to his father. Nice son, nice citizens, Brahmans, ministers. Everything was nice. But now when he associated with Sukadeva Goswami, he is realizing this is life. Therefore he is saying, I want to drink the nectar of Krishna Katha. I want to drink the nectar. Actually without Krishna Katha, without Krishna Seva, without Krishna connected with Krishna. Only material life is poisonous life, poisonous event. Poisonous event. Suffering. So our training in Krishna consciousness, we want to merge this abyss called. 24 hours, we should be observing Krishna consciousness. We have to mold our life in such a way. We have to mold our life. No time. Okay, I have to wake up, little rest, then wake up, then programs are there. Okay, I have to do these things. I have to do these things. Like particular routine life, you understand? Particular routine life. Not lazy life. What I will do? You cannot say like that, okay, what to do? No. We want to abjure, to march, drown ourselves, either in Krishna Vajan or Krishna Seva, by hearing, chanting, reading, 24 hours. Otherwise, this poisonous effect of material nature will come to our heart. Bhagita knows these things. Sesukavacha kalandhya kalyo asit tadakasid visagninam sapyamana payayasmin patanti parigakhaga. Sukadeva Goswami said, within the river Kalindi Jamuna was a lake inhabited by the serpent Kalya. Actually, this is Kalya, he was not staying within the Jamuna. There was a lake nearby the Jamuna. When flood comes, the water goes inside the lake. It is a lake, it is connected with Jamuna. When Jamuna becomes flooded, more water is coming, then this Jamuna water going inside to the lake. If Kalya was staying within the Jamuna, then how people are living in Mathura? Because Mathura people, they are drinking Jamuna waters. Vishwanatha Chopra mentioned it. They are using Jamuna waters. And Jamuna just flowing up to Gaya, Trivedi. Up to Trivedi. And Trivedi, he merged with, she merged with Ganga. So how people are residing? Because Kali is very furious. If Kali was residing within the Jamuna, no. This lake nearby the Jamuna, there is Prabhupada mentioning here. Sukadeva Goswami said, within the river Kalindi, Jamuna was a lake within the. Inhabited by the serpent Kalya, whose fiery poisonous constantly heated and boiled its water. Constantly heated and boiled the water. So poisonous. Through machine you are boiling water. How it is, vapor is coming, you boil it. And Kali is so curious. Prabhupada is saying, fiery poisonous. And water, constantly heated and boiled its water. Such poisonous. And indeed, the vapors thus created were so poisonous that bars flying over the contaminated lake would fall down into it. The bars, if they fly, the vapors is coming up, just by touching the air, the bird is flying. Touch the bird, immediately they fall down within the legs. Super genius. That means by this way, Sukadeva Goswami mentioning Kaliya, he was so powerful. So powerful. But Krishna want to play with such a poisonous snakes. But in this regard, Acharyas explain that the Kaliya lake was situated apart from the main current of river. You see, Prabhupada clearly mentioned. In this regard, Acharya explained that the Kaliya lake was situated apart from the main current of the river. Main current of the river. When flood coming, more water coming, then water go inside the lake. Otherwise, the Jamuna's water would have been poisonous if the cities like Mathura and the other place. This is not possible. And then, Sukadeva, Parikit Maharaj asking two questions. How Krishna punished Kaliya, and from many yugas, how he was living there, why he came to Vrindavan. So then Sukadeva Goswami narrated. Viprusmata visodima marutena bisar marutena bimarsitaha mriyante tiragajasya praninah stirajangama. The wind blowing over that dead lake carried droplet of water to the shore. Simply by coming into contact with poisonous breeze, all vegetation and creatures on the shore died. That means only one tree was there. This Kadamba tree, nearby the lake. Actually, you can't find any living entities residing nearby this lake. Super genius lake. Miryante tiraga jasya praninam stira jangama. Stira and jangama, moving and not moving. All other entities, you can't find anything there. Such a poisonous effect. So bark cannot flow, and other creatures like grass, trees, nothing else, only one tree. This tree was there. Which tree? The Kadamba tree. Krishna climbed over this Kadamba tree and he wanted to jump into this lake. He climbed over this tree. Then Acharya, next purport might be proper. I don't know whether this is in purport or not. Okay, we'll get rid of the purport. The word sthira, unmoving creatures, refer to the various types of vegetation, including tree, and jangama refers to the moving creatures such as animals, reptiles, birds, and insects. Srila Siddhar Swami has quoted further description of this lake from Harivamsa, Vishnu Puran. The lake was quite wide, 8 miles across at some point, and even the demigod could not cross over it. It is 8 miles. And demigod have no power to cross over it. You see, so poisonous. That means it is a difficult job for a demigod to kill, indirectly say, to kill Kaliya. It is a difficult job. But Krishna want to play with him. The water in the lake was very deep, and the immovable depth of this ocean could not be agitated. Approaching the lake was very difficult, for its shore was covered with holes in which serpents lives. And many big holes. There are two types of snakes. Not two, three types of snakes. Some snakes, they can't live within the water. They are living outside the water. And some snakes, they cannot live outside. They have to live within. And some snakes, they are living both. The Siddhar Swami mentioning, Prabhupada mentioning, and his purport. So within these legs, 8 mile wide lakes, big holes are there, big holes. Usually snakes residing there, staying there. Actually, snakes have no power to make holes. I don't know how to explain all these things. You know, snakes they can't make holes. Generally, mouse creating holes, snakes residing there. But who created these holes in Kaliya? I don't know. No one can. When he is mentioning that no creatures, non-moving and non-moving creatures, nothing was there within the 8 mile. So big holes are there. Actually, for saintly persons, snake is one of our Sikha Guru. Among 24 Sikha Gurus, snake is also our Sikha Gurus. We have to take some lessons from snake. Snake? What are the lessons from snakes? First one is always staying alone. Always staying alone. You see, you can find snakes there moving. No. You can find. Few times you can see. When they meet each other, first that time. Otherwise, they are alone. And they are not speaking so many things. Snakes. They are not talking always. They are always silent. The saintly persons, if they want to follow snakes, they have to learn these things. They have to learn these things. Snake is always silent. Only talking when you want to beat him, you want to show him sticks, only always silent. You never find snakes always. And he likes to stay alone. He's talking very less and he's always satisfied. Whenever some food is coming, you know, it doesn't mean always snake find foods. Especially in summer season, it is very difficult for snake to find out foods. But in rainy season, easily. Because frogs always creating sounds. Different creatures, they are creating sounds. So easily, and you know snake, they have no ear. You don't know? What do you know? In the West there is no snake. They will don't know. Snakes, they have no ear. Chakshusrava. This topic will come, this verse will come in this particular this chapter. Chakshusrava. By the eye, they can hear. Krishna created, you see, scientists are creating so many things. Krishna created such a poisonous creature, but he has no ear, but he can hear through eyes. This is Krishna. Chakshusrava, therefore. Snakes, one name is Chakshusrava. Through eye, he can hear. So he is always satisfied. Because very difficult to find out, especially in summer. Snakes, mostly you cannot find some. Most of them, they are fasting. And they are always, maintaining their body through air. You know, in summer night, you see, wind is just blowing. And they are usually standing their roots like that and opening their mouth and only just allowing these winds to their stomachs. Oxygen. So only through oxygen they feed up their life. For many, 2 days, 3 days, 5 days. Sarpa Pivandi Pavala Nahidurvalasti. One nice course Varan instructed to be saying. A human is always thinking, I want food, I am weak, I want these fruits, I want this milk, this vitamin. Always you see, human is always thinking, I am weak, I want this fruit, I want this one. Why are you thinking like that? You see how everyone is satisfied except human. He's just giving one verse. Sarpa pibanti bhavana nahidruvalaste. Snakes, they're just drinking. How can you say just? Yeah, we can say. They're eating only winds. Yeah, they don't feel weak. They are maintaining their body, they are maintaining their presence. Sarpa vivanti bhavala nahidurvanaste. Suska tranam gaja palino bhavanti. Within the forest, you can see the big elephants. Only they are maintaining body through dry leaves, you know. In summer, elephants, they don't find so many grass, so many green, how can I say, green leaves, vegetables. Very difficult sometimes to find water. They are going miles and miles just to drink water. But the big, big elephants within the forest, they don't feel weak. They don't feel weak. And third one, another is chapayanti kalam kanda kanda phalamale manivaram chapayanti kalam. You can see, how can you say kanda? I don't know in English. Like potatoes, sweet potatoes. You can find in Munis, Rishis, in previous days, actually there in forest there is sweet potatoes. They are not cooking before. Sadhus before, they are not cooking. The fruits and sweet potatoes, they are just maintaining their body. Elephant maintaining body through dry leaves. Snake maintaining body through air. And the sandhill worms, they are maintaining their body through some fruits. So why human is always hankering? I want more, I want more, I want this one. He said, no, this is not actually. Santosam paramam dhanam, he said. Actually, if you satisfy, if you in any situation, in any condition, whatever is Krishna arranging, be satisfied. That is a real wealth. Satisfaction is a real wealth. If you have everything, nice wife, nice husband, or everything, but still you are not satisfied, you are a poor. You understand? You have everything, you have money, everything, but you don't feel yourself satisfied. Satisfaction is not coming. You cannot get this. You are a real poor person. Real poor person. Snacks. So, and also another teaching from snacks. What is that teaching? Snacks. Sadhu persons, those SMG persons, especially sannyasi, they should not build some house for themselves. They should not build some ashram, some house. Actually, sannyasi is there, they are building temples for Krishna. You see, in case of Goswamis, they are building such a nice, nice temple like Govinda Radha Govinda temple, Mother Mohan temple. For Krishna, what are they staying? In water. They are staying in water. They don't want. And this is the lessons from snakes. What is that? Snakes actually not creating over. Mouse creating hole, snake entering to mouse hole and eating mouse and sleeping there. And this is the instruction from saintly persons. Just go to Grihastha Ashram, you have a house, just stay in one night, just enjoy their money, just next wake up, then next day you just go to another Grihastha house. And snake doing some business. Snake is not staying permanently, not staying in one hole. You just enter to another. Every time you want to enter to different mouse holes. So that he can eat the mouse and he want to sleep there. Just resigning for one day, again when he became hungry, then again he just went. Another mouse over. This is snake business. And this should be sadhu's business. Don't do something for yourself. Just go, find out where is mouse, some grihastha is there. Just enter to his house, he will serve you. Just stay one night, take prasadam, give some instruction, then go to another grihastha's house. This is from Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canon. If you have one place, then you have to take care. You have to take care, everything, my bed, my room, my this thing. You know. Very difficult. This is all these are lessons from snakes. So now, who can know? Around this lake, there was a fog generated by the fire of the serpent's poisonous, and the powerful fire would at once burn up every blade of grass that happened to fall into the water. Even a dry, how can I say, from far away, if wind brings a dry leaf or dry grass, it's pulled up within the lake of Kaliya, immediately burning. So poisonous. It is mentioned in Vishnu Purana. Srila Sanatana Goswami stated that by the mystical science of Jalastambha making solid items out of water. Kalya had built his own city with Nile. He already built a one city. Jalastambha, he knows that mystic power. Although it was very poisonous, within the water, he built. So this is something we should comment. Jalastambha, making a solid items out of water, Kalya had built his own city within the lakes. This is difficult for scientists. You see, but Kalya knows this trick. He had a nice apartment there. But Krishna was, now Krishna want, I want to play with Kalya. Yes. Therefore is Krishna. Krishna, he can play with anyone. He can enjoy with anyone. Because his supreme personality of Godhead, he want to enjoy, he can enjoy anywhere, everywhere. Even when he was entering the mouth of Adasur, still he was enjoying. When he is lifting Govardhan, still he was enjoying. When he was dancing with gopis, still he was enjoying. When he was eating, opening a big mouth, assuming the form of Govardhan, he was eating all these foodstuffs from the Vajrasi, still he was enjoying. Always he was enjoying. You understand? We want enjoyment. What is enjoyment? What is enjoyment? Our material enjoyment is cause of suffering. But Krishna's in spiritual world, this is the enjoyment. No suffering. Outer looks like suffering. When Krishna killing Dhanukasura, all this Pralambasura, playing with Kaliyas, all of this blissful happiness. This is Krishna. This is beyond our imagination, beyond our intelligence. How Krishna enjoying with snakes? If there is some snake picture, you cannot touch. Touch it. You feel something. Oh, the snake's picture. But Krishna wants to play with it. He wants to enjoy. He's an enjoyer. If you want, he can enjoy with anyone. If you want. Actually, our life is to give an enjoyment to Krishna. Then who are devotees? Every moment, not every day, every minute of our life, we have to prepare ourselves how to give pleasure to Krishna. Because Krishna wants pleasure. Tam chanda vega visabiryam avekhyatinam drishtva nadi chakala sanjam avataram krishna kadamba dhirudyam tato titungam aspatya gaada rasanam nepatad visede. Lord Krishna saw how the Kalya serpent had polluted the Jamuna river with his terribly powerful poison. Since Krishna had descended from the spiritual world specially to subdue the envious demons, the Lord immediately climbed to the top of the very high Kadam tree and prepared himself for the battle. He tightened his belt, slapped his arm and jumped into the poisonous water. Just like, you know, the fighters, when they are fighting, wrestlers are wrestling. Krishna just like that. You want to show his prowess. Actually, to whom you want to show his prowess? No one is there, only Kalya and Krishna. Krishna performs his lila, ancient. Tansanda vehicle. There was a very high Kadamba tree was there. Then one man asked question. Purport only Prabhupada mentioned, according to Acharyas, Lord Krishna also tied back the lock of his hair and he prepared to battle with Kalya. He also tightly just said, lock of his hair. And also tightly with some gamcha, some chadar. Just like, you know, when wrestlers they want to fight, just bite something in his wrist. Yeah. So Krishna just want to become fight. You want to, if Kaliya is ready to fight with me, I am ready. And I am more powerful. I am more powerful than Kaliya. You want to sue? To whom? Actually to demigods. All the demigods, they are very fearful for the demons. Those are in Brajalila. Like Aghasur, Bakasur, Putana. They are very... No one can subdue. No one can surpass all these demons. They are very powerful. But the demigods, actually, they want to see how Krishna is killing all these demigods. Demons. They, 10.5 years, nearly 11 years, all the demigods, actually they are not drinking nectar. They forgot to drink nectar. You know, Acharya sometimes mentioning, like we are always drinking water. Water is our life. And demigods usually always drinking nectar. But they forgot to drink nectar 11 years. Why? All are with their aeroplanes, all are coming and just residing over the Prajapati. They want, from morning to evening, they want to see the Krishna's Leelas, Leela Amrita. They are drinking. They are drinking this nectar. And where? See, above the cloud. Like our planet is going above the cloud. They have power to see. No Vrajavasis, no other demons. No one knows. No one knows that demigods, they are just watching Krishna Leela. They forgot to drink nectar. They are just realizing how Krishna is playing. How Krishna is playing with Vrajavasis, how Krishna is playing with cow, how he is just stealing makhan, butter, how he is just doing all these Leelas. So sweet Leelas. So Acharya is mentioning, he tied back the lock of his hair as he prepared to battle with Kaliya. Looks like he is ready to battle with Kaliya. If Kaliya wants to kill me or Kaliya wants to fight with me, I am ready. But the Lord Krishna saw how the Kaliya serpent has polluted the Jamuna river with the terrible powerful poison. Since Krishna had descended from the spiritual world specially to subdue the envious demons, so Krishna climbed over, to the top of the very high kadam tree. So one may ask question, before what's it mentioning, no moving, no moving, nothing was there. But how this kadam tree was there? Another question. So it was in Vishnu Puran, also in other Purans. Actually when Garuda came, Garuda was sitting there. When Garuda brings nectar from the heaven, he was sitting there, and unknowingly, when Garuda was praying or something, one drop of nectar just fell down there. So therefore this tree was still alive, if not influenced by Kaliya's poison. But Visara Chakrathakur mentioning in another way, he said no. This kadam tree, he was just only living for one purpose. He knows one day Krishna will come and he will climb over me. He's climbed over me. Yeah, he had such a faith. He was just sleeping with very happiness. He was just struggling with hard labor. He was just sleeping. He knows, although poisonous effect is there. You understand? When you develop such desire, okay, Krishna one day, it's our mercy. So, when you develop such desire, although you are within this material world, although so many material anchorings, desires, everything is there, but you must have hope. Time will come, one day Krishna will accept me. Krishna will have mercy to me. If you have this desire, hope, we must have faith. One day Krishna will accept me. Krishna will accept my service, Krishna will accept my mood. With this hope, we have to maintain our life. You should not think, though, why Krishna is not helping now? And sometimes our mind is saying, why Krishna is not helping now? Why now? Why future? Why Krishna is not helping now? If someone is asking, you are chanting Hare Krishna, you are performing so many activities, but why Krishna is not helping now? Why in future? How to give answer? When you are facing problem in present moment, Krishna is not helping. But what is proof that Krishna will help you in future? If someone asks you a question, you have to give answer. How to answer it? Why Krishna is not helping us? Krishna is helping. Krishna is helping by putting all these dangerous calamities, Krishna is helping. And Krishna's help, actually Krishna, we want help means we want bodily pleasure. Help means materially bodily pleasure, sense pleasure. And Krishna's help is not for sense pleasure. Krishna, He will not allow us to enjoy more and suffer more. Krishna don't allow. Krishna wants, let's say, disease, material disease, the heart disease should be reduced. He's suffering due to his heart disease. This is not Krishna's desire to give. Therefore, Chaitanya Charitamrita and Sanatana Sikya, Mahaprabhu mentioning. Krishna saying, I am not a fool. Ami vigyaye murkhe visaye kena diva so chavaram kruta diya visaye kulaya. So he is a fool. Although he is serving me, but still he wants material things. He is a fool. But I am not a fool. Ami vigya, I am a learned person. Same murkha, he is a fool person. I am a learned person. Knowingly, how can I give poison? Therefore, if someone will ask you, why Krishna is not helping you? Yes, Krishna is helping. What is Krishna's help? It does not mean Krishna is supplying you so many material things. This is Krishna's blessings, no? This is Krishna's cheating. Krishna wants to cheat us. If Krishna wants to cheat someone, he will supply material things. If Krishna wants to sour his mercy, no, he will supply you something. What is necessary for your bhajan? But will not create disturbance in your bhajan. If Krishna, you are simple and Krishna will supply some things, some money, something, he will arrange something, it will not create disturbance in your bhajan. That is Krishna's arrangement. If you depend on the Krishna, Krishna will supply. If you become stubborn, no Krishna, I want this thing, then Krishna will give you something. And by this way, you will lose your bhajan. This is Krishna. Krishna wants to cheat. When you become stubborn, when you come to say, determined, Krishna, I want this thing. Then Krishna, you have other plan, but you have another plan. Krishna, no, he is very stubborn. If I don't give, then he may give up my bhajan. Okay, let give him. Let them suffer. Krishna sometimes giving, but happy. But actually this is Krishna's blessing. Krishna is not allowing us to enjoy more. He is not allowing us. He wants to reduce our disease, material disease, enjoyment, propensity. Therefore devotees always facing material problems. Most of the time he is always facing material problems. And if he is not matured, he is thinking, I am a devotee, I am facing all these material problems. You want to go to spiritual world. Why you want to become attached to material things? Your attachment is there. Therefore, Krishna is creating problem. But if you are in material world, you have no attachment towards wife, children, everything, then Krishna will not create any problem. Pandavas, they had not wife. They have no kingdom. They have everything. But then they know everything belongs to Krishna. So when you think this is belongs to me and I want to enjoy, then Krishna will get problem. Krishna will get problem. And just for realization. Why not Krishna helping me now? But what sort of help do you want? That is another question. You want spiritual help? Krishna is ready. But if you want material things, Krishna is not ready to give you. Immediately he knows. If you have supply, then he will develop proud. You will not perform any bhajan, you will give up everything, something. Krishna knows very well. So Krishna, like we are discussing this point, like Kadamba tree. How he was there? Kaliya's poisonous effect is very aggressive, very strong. But how he was there? Vishnu Chandra was mentioning. All the Purana is saying Garuda was sitting there, sitting over this tree. But this tree, he was so fortunate. He knows very well, Krishna one day come, he will climb over me, then my life will become success. It's a big tree, the Prabhupada mentioned, big and tall tree, strong tree. But he was tolerating for future hope. A devotee, whole life he just tolerate. He is facing so many problems for one thing. What is that? Krishna may shower mercy today. Like every day sun is rising, every day we are also developing our hope. Maybe today I can see Krishna. Maybe today Guru Krishna shower mercy so that I can solve my problems. This is devotee life, devotional life. This is devotee life. Not hopelessness. Oh no, it is not possible, man. Who knows Krishna, when he will shower mercy, who knows? No. Many devotees, if we discuss many devotees' life, their life is like that, like Akrur. Is it possible for you to stay with concern? No one can stay with such. We don't want. Even we don't want to stay with our brother if his attitude is not good. One brother, one father, one mother, who can stay with Kamsa? But Akrur, he was knowingly, he knows Kamsa is a worst person, bad person. Knowingly was staying with Kamsa. Why? Most of the devotees left Mathura, but Akrur was there. Why? He knows, if I will tolerate, time will come. Time will come. Krishna will come to Mathura. And Kansa, he will send to me to bring Krishna Balaram. I can see Krishna Balaram, I can see Vrajbhumi, and I become a charioteer. He had this hope. Not hopeless. Just tolerate. Unless you tolerate and be hopeful. But we have two negative things. We have no tolerance power and always. If you add these two things, by association, you can get these two things. Always hope for future and always you will develop tolerance power. If you don't do sadhu sangha, you will lose your tolerance power and always you feel hopeless. Always feel hopeless. So, this Kadamba tree, hopefully, tolerating everything is hopefully he was waiting, Krishna will come and he will climb over him. And that happened. Just Krishna climb over this tree. Tomorrow we will hear, he jump inside Kalyan Lake. And he was swimming within the Kalyan Lake. Then Kalyan Lake, and Kalyan came to know, oh, who is swimming here? Small guy, he is swimming for the waters. The waves of the waters, when it just stuck the body of Kaliya, Kaliya feels so much better. Then he just developed anger. This is Krishna. Even he want to enjoy with snake, want to play with snake. In a different mood. Mood was totally different. Kaliya is very again furious, in angry mood, and Krishna. Krishna was in flying mood. Was. This is Krishna. Krishna was in flying mood. Krishna was not in angry mood. He was in flying mood. He was just dancing on the hood of Kaliya. Okay. Hare Krishna. Okay. If you have some question, you may ask.
I hear there was a snake in there's a snake in Oriadi called One Step. Now when it bites you, you make only one step and you will be dead. Small snake.
Oh, yeah, many, in India, many variety of snakes are there. Many variety of snakes.
And generally people kill as soon as they see it.
Yeah, many variety of snakes. Immediately, some snakes are there, immediately. You die. But actually snakes will not bite you, like yesterday we were discussing. Snakes, fire, water, wind, accident, thunderbolt, everything happened according to your destiny. But that will come. I saw in my life, many times, snakes here, I am here. When I was preparing this, you know, this altars in Bhubaneswar, you know, the altars, Krishna Balaram altars, the wooden altars, I was staying alone within a farm. This farm, like this place. You cannot find, within the green field, there was a farm. Some rich man. Just, I said, I want to stay here, nice place, lonely place. Because I'm just preparing this wooden altar. One day, at that time I have my Gaur Nithai. As you were speaking, every time I was just performing kirtan, sitting and performing kirtan. And after Gayatri, I'm paying obeisances. When I just returned, I saw a very poisonous snake, black one. I know his name in Uriah different. He was like that. Just in my bed. Then, I know snakes are here. I know, I'm always keeping on sticks. And I'm just beating like that. And I said, hey, just hello, 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 just going out. And next day, another day, I was reading outside, evening time, I'm just reading. One step, I'm just reading over the steps. And my leg was under the steps. And the snakes is going like that, the black snakes. Very poisonous snakes. They will not touch you. They will not touch you. So, many varieties of snakes are there. In India, in many parts, different parts. And especially nearby the rivers, you know, many snakes are. Because fish, frogs, different, they can find different foods, insects, many things there. Especially where the place is very muddy and always aggressive, wet, soil is wet, there are many snakes. Okay. But still people are living there. They don't have fears. Sometimes, you know, in mud hut, when we are small, we are sleeping and looking towards our, how can I say, the roof, and snake is going. We saw. Father knows. They know, so he will go. Sometimes in wall, you know, in India, before we were using mods, within the walls, the snake is moving like that. Where is he living? We know, he will go in his own place. And most of the times, we are paying obeisances. This was our tradition. We are paying obeisances. Yeah. Many snakes are there. But we are not afraid of snakes. Our holy name is so powerful. First canto. Jadvivedi Swayam Bhayam. Krishna is so powerful and his holy name is so powerful. If a person if had fearness, he is developing fear towards holy name. Means Jamaraj, the time factor. Time developing fearness towards holy name. Not to speak about other things. But to speak about others. So we should not develop fearness. But anything, what to be a snake, accident, virus, and this is, like people are saying contagious disease, these things. I don't believe all these things. I don't believe. I know. We have to believe in statement of acharyas. We are taking so much, or we are cleaning. You have to clean your hand before eating. But I can show you. You can come with me now. I can show you in village area. Small boys. They're just eating. Sometimes they're eating ripe bananas mixed with moths. Many times it's fall down. Sands are there. Moths are there. Still they're cleaning and eating. They're not infected by disease. They're not infected. They're sleeping. They have no house. They're sleeping in polythene. You understand? With polythenes. And nearby the drains, you know. Drains. Wastage water. Drain water is going. Nearby they are sleeping. It's small town. you go to Patam, they can see. Nearby the drain, they have small house. Always bad odor smell is going. Why not? They're not infected by contagious disease. But we are drinking filter water. Still we are saying, oh, I have this here. Actually, what the document is saying, therefore, Roga Soka Mrittuvaya, Tava Iccha Mrittuvaya, Tava Iccha. Tava Iccha Sada Valava. Your willing power is always, your willing power is always part of you. Your willing power, Krishna's willing power. If you want, you can give me disease. I will suffer in disease. I will suffer in lamentation. Roga, Soka, Mrittu, I will die. And fearness. It is coming, these four things, he said four things. Disease, lamentation, Roga, Soka, Mrittu, fearness, death and fearness. Mostly we are suffering with these four things. Always we have fearness and four things. And tava iccha mataha. All these things are happening according to your will. And if someone asks, why? Why according to these things happening according to Krishna's will? Tava iccha sada balava. Why? No one can ask, why this thing? Why Krishna controlling everything? He saying, no. Your willpower is very powerful. No one can cross over your willpower. It's Krishna's. If Krishna wants, disease will come, the virus will come. If Krishna don't want, nothing. It is up to Krishna. We must have death. This is the most important thing, death. Okay. Jai Kuntarasvam Bhagavatam Ki Jai Sri Kattam Pasitam Gurudeva.